flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. All right, it is a Friday that you've never experienced before. Maybe you have if you're old enough to recognize what happened 33 years ago. Long time ago, man. I don't remember what I did 33 minutes ago, 33 seconds ago. Never mind 33 years ago. But it is an NFC Championship game. Feel good. Football Friday in the nation's capital. And beyond, of course, always live and free on the Odyssey app. I am your fearless host who gets very cranky at you when you challenge my authority, when you get all worked up because I have the audacity, not the Odyssey, the audacity to mention Jalen Carter. Ooh, I just mentioned him again. Ooh, we're going to get angry calls. You're so mean. You're a meanie butt. We'll mention Jalen Carter a lot today and over the weekend and more. And Saquon Barkley as well. Oh, wait a second. Wait, did Saquon Barkley, Matt, were you saying Saquon Barkley had a different name? There was a name that people were calling him or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. Was it Saquon?
Saquon Barkley.
Who?
Saquon Barkley.
I'm sorry, what?
Saquon Barkley.
Who's that?
Saquon Barkley.
Is that the same person that spelled out Eagles? Oh, no, wait. That was the Philadelphia mayor who butchered that to no end, who's now apologizing and making fun of herself.
Sir.
Trust me, Jaden, I didn't do it. She did it.
Sure.
I'm telling you, man. Tell mom to back off and let you go out on a date. It's okay. Tell mom.
I don't know.
Seriously, I had to deal with that on my timeline last night. People said to me stuff because all these rogue football sites are sending me quotes about Jaden Daniels' mom not allowing him to go out on dates and have a girlfriend. Listen, ain't got nothing to do with me, man. You do whatever you got to do. I have no problem. I have no doubt that you're showing up for the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia, baby, on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I have no doubt about that.
Woo!
Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, that happened. I don't care at all. Maybe we could talk about that during the off season. I don't know. We're not talking about that now. I just mentioned it because I had to deal with it last night.
Well, I mean, he's listening to the show, so maybe in the off season we can use the radio station to try and find Jaden a girlfriend.
I highly doubt he's listening to the show right now. He's probably a little bit
he's
busy.
Too focused.
I would be very disappointed if Jaden Daniels was listening to the show. If he is listening to the show, however, he'll hear Jody McDonald coming up in just a couple of moments from Infinity Sports Radio, and as well WIP in Philadelphia and longtime New York radio voice as well. Jody has bounced around. He knows the birds very well, and we will get a little preview there. I just saw the team inside the practice bubble at the NovaCare Complex up in Philly, which is not too far away from Lincoln Financial Field. Dallas Goedert and Cam Jurgens are back, according to Jeff McClain and other reporters. Remember, we had talked about that yesterday. So it looks like they will play. Now, again, how hampered they are, don't know. And that's the one crazy thing about football, right? Is you can have somebody cleared and ready to return and play. Jalen Hurts, Guantanamo Bay there, Quinyon Mitchell. And they could get hurt on the first series, the first play, the 10th play. I mean, you just don't know, right? We're all sitting here thinking, oh, Marshawn Lattimore is finally healthy. Yeah, he's played two games in a row. He's practiced, not on the injury report. And he could go pop a hamstring again the second A.J. Brown tries to shake him on a double move. Right? And by the way, he got re-hurt in that Philadelphia game after, after a very interesting first three quarters. I'll say that. So in addition to all the NFC Championship stuff, Jody McDonald, Solomon Wilcox from SiriusXM is expected to join us as well. We'll get an exact time on that here in just a sec for you. Your phone calls, obviously, welcome at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 if you want to yell at me on Twitter or X or Twix, as Amy Lawrence calls it. Yes, I was up late night last night working, writing for the Command Post magazine. I had to do my offensive and defensive player of the year awards. I still got to do my special teams player of the year award. 2,000 combined words from my guy Rick Snyder, who just killed me with an extra short deadline this week when I was told I had until next Wednesday or Thursday. Like, I needed anything else to deal with this week. So I was up late night, and then I recorded a nice spot on Infinity with Amy, and she calls it Twix, which I thought was somewhat creative because, well, I've been struggling, you know, Twitter, X, whatever. I mean, people don't know really X. They know Twitter, but they don't want to call it Twitter anymore. It is X, whatever. So Twix. Plus, Twix is delicious. Good candy bar, right? So I kind of like that. You want to post something and yell at me on Twix? Go right ahead at WrestleMania 621, at WrestleMania 621. Or if you want to send a goodbye message to Matty Ice. In case you missed the announcement yesterday, today is Matt's last day on the show. We are sad about that because we're selfish and we don't want to lose him, but we are very, 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 very happy for him to rightfully get a full-time job with a podcasting company in the area where he's going to be using a lot of his skills and special talents to do that and actually get, I don't want to say the wrong thing here, but actually get treated fairly. I'll just leave it at that. And I'm happy for you, and I'm going to miss you, and, you know, your impact on this show, and you got to work with me and Pete for a while, for a number of months before that was broken apart, and you've been with me ever since, so we're going to miss you, and we want everybody, if you want to follow or send Matt a message, it's at Mr_Me93 as part of your phone call. You can say something nice about Matt, even if you don't like Matt, which is understandable. I'm just teasing.
I give you guys false call wait times. Like, oh, he'll get to you right in a minute. I promise you that is not me.
Yeah. Well, then I see who it is.
Go to lines.
Then I see who it is, and I'm like, I just talked to that. It's like sometimes the calls on this show, okay, we are a little bit different, right? We give people a chance to talk, which infuriates some people. Like Linnell hates it, right? And Grant would hang up on your ass in 30 seconds. They don't want to hear from you. They say they want to hear from you. They don't, okay? So we give more time than the average bear, more time than I should. You guys abuse it, okay? And then you guys have the audacity to bitch and moan about me being too critical or about promos on the station. But nevertheless, if you want as part of your phone calls today, and ideally we would like some different voices. If you know what we're cooking, if you smell what we're cooking here, okay, different voices make the world go round, right? We don't need to hear from the same people every single day. Nobody needs to hear from the same people every single day. Give us a shout, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And real quickly, before we take our first time out and meet up with Jody McDonald on the other side, what I want from you is, again, something that we generally do. Look into your crystal ball. Look into your crystal ball and tell me exactly how this game is going to play out in your mind. What are you seeing? What image are you seeing on Sunday with details, good or bad? What image? What is your crystal ball spitting back out at you? Are the Commanders going to the Super Bowl? Are the Eagles going to be singing Fly, Eagles, Fly? What does it spit out? And give me some details. 301-230-0980. Jody Mack next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, it is a NFC Championship game. Feel good football Friday. How about them apples, baby? Again, enjoy it, boys and girls. Doesn't happen very often around here. At least history tells us that it hasn't. But it does happen quite often in Philadelphia, so maybe they're not as jacked up as we are here, as I like to think that we are. Dan Quinn addressing reporters just a little bit ago. Just posted something from his press conference, which we'll touch on. Jaden Daniels not worried about going to Lincoln Financial Field and getting booed and harassed. He says, I let my play do the talking. Attaboy, JD. Joining us right now is my guy, Jody McDonald. You hear him on the Infinity Sports Radio Network, usually over on 106.7 The Fan on the weekends as part of that, on WIP in Philadelphia, longtime WFAN in New York voice. And Jody Mack is always good to catch up with and talk matters at hand. Jody, Chris Russell here. How are you, pal?
Pretty good. Probably not as good as Jaden Daniels, who's sounding pretty confident. Good for him. The last time that happened to the Eagles was, Oh, that's right, Jared Verse last week, who talked the talk before he came into Lincoln Financial Field. And then, hey, had a very good game himself. Rams didn't win. He didn't lift his team to a win. And your guys got better a chance to do that at the quarterback position. But not the first time that someone sounded uber confident coming in here to Philadelphia.
Yeah, if I know Jaden, and I wasn't there obviously when he said it, it was kind of like very nonchalant. Not cocky, not arrogant, just very nonchalant. That kind of sums him up. He is like, you know, they say cool as a cucumber. He is unfazed, right? Like nothing. Mm-hmm. Like Lincoln Financial Field does not bother him. I know he didn't play good there on the Thursday night, Jody, but it just doesn't faze him, just like Ford Field or Raymond James didn't faze him in the last 2 weeks. I wanted to ask you, though, when you think back on that Thursday night game, because I think the game in Landover was so wild, so crazy, so different. Nobody is going to do what happened or replicate in that game with six turnovers for the Commanders, yet they still scored 36 points. That Thursday night game, do you think that's kind of symbolic of how this game might play out, where the Commanders are right there, kind of maybe a chance to, you know, push ahead, 8-9 minutes left to go in the game, and then the Eagles land the knockout blow? Is that what you're kind of feeling, or are you thinking something else?
It's funny that you say that, because I talked about this very thing on WIP last night, that both the first and second games against the Commanders this year were tremendously different in some aspects, but kind of the same in the other. The Redskins got a late, oh, by the way, the Redskins.
Commanders
got a late,
fine.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Touchdown. Yeah, I'm going to be saying that until 2080.
It's okay. I mean, listen, people are going to be happy that you said that. Many people are going to be happy you said that. There's no ban on that word on this show, I tell you that much.
You're welcome, Redskins fans. All right, so game one between these two teams. Again, Eagles are losing in the fourth quarter. You mentioned Jaden Daniels does what Jaden Daniels does, which is cool as the other side of the pillow. Well, the same thing with the Eagles stud star running back, who is an MVP candidate, at least. I don't think he's going to win. But Saquon has just been unbelievable. And two Saquon runs, one from about 30 and change, then Daniels throws the interception, two plays, they take it in from 40 and change, and Eagles have an insurmountable lead. The game kind of turned on a dime there because of Saquon. Game number two. Yes, the Eagles take the lead in the fourth quarter, but that cool as a cucumber, Jaden Daniels takes the Commanders down the field and sticks it into the end zone. So it's superstar players making plays late, and both teams have them, so I wouldn't be surprised if either one is making that late drive to potentially steal victory from the jaws of defeat.
Jody McDonald, WIP Philadelphia. You hear him on Infinity Sports Radio as well. Longtime New York voice, WFAN. Good all-around dude. Nice enough to join us here on the BetQL guest hotline. So, you mentioned Saquon, and here's the deal. Like, and it maybe it's this simple, Jody. Maybe you disagree. If you allow a 5 or 6 yard run by design, by scheme, by just sheer will nature, meaning you get a guy there and he's in position to make a tackle and he doesn't make the tackle and it turns into a 50, 60, 70 yard run, which Saquon obviously does on a regular basis, did twice last week, did once against the Commanders, did sort of twice in that Thursday night game. If you allow the 5, 6 yard run to turn into a 50, 60 yard run, I don't care how compromised the Eagles passing game is. I don't think the Commanders win that game. Is it as simple as that?
So you're saying the only way to beat the Eagles is don't even let him get 5 or 6 yards.
No, I think you have to allow him the 5 and 6 yard runs and not sweat it. You can't have those turn into 50 or 60 yard runs. And I know that's easier said than done, but you remember the 78 yarder? The 78 yarder. They had him wrapped around his ankle. And okay, maybe that's not perfect, but you got to bring him down. That's a 7 yard run that he pops for 78.
He's tough to bring down, and that will be a major accomplishment if the Commanders do it, can hold him under 100 yards. Here's the only problem with your theory, though. The Eagles are good enough and have done it this year where, if need to be, ball time consuming drive team, they can do that too. They can take their sweet time getting down to the end zone, get to the red zone, and get close enough to go tush push and take it into the end zone. That's how Jalen Hurts has 12 touchdowns this year. So it isn't like, if they're attacking Saquon and Saquon can't break a big play, the Eagles won't know what to do. Oh, no, they know. And they'll take their time going down the field and have a nice 6-minute drive against you as long as it ends up with a touchdown.
Yeah, that big offensive line is so good. Now, Juergens a little bit banged up, but I guess he's back at practice. I mean, Goddard sounds like he's back at practice and going to play. Who knows how effective they're going to be. I'll leave that as is, but Jalen Hurts, obviously we know he's been practicing in full. That's a good sign for them. But we don't know, once you start playing a game, if something comes back up and he's compromised like he was last Sunday. What is your best feel for how they handle that, meaning Philadelphia from a play-calling standpoint? Because it looked for a little while there, Jody, and maybe I saw the wrong thing. I was flying back from Detroit, that not only were they not running him around and moving him around the pocket, but they didn't even want him to drop back for the most part.
Well, they probably cut it back a little bit because they knew he was playing in pain, and he made that very necessary run, 44-yard touchdown, in the first quarter before he got hurt. So, yes, certainly the way he played and the way the call by their offensive coordinator, play calling changed, they were still effective enough. We won't know until he gets out there. I did a spot last night. Marcus Hayes from the Inquirer came out with me. I said, when will you know how close Jalen is to 100%? He said, the first time he leaves the pocket. whether it's a sprint out, whether it's a avoid a sack, whether it's turn it upfield and try and make a big play with his legs, he thinks he'll be able to see the first time he goes, which I think is very true and on point, but here's the problem. He may do that for a couple of times, but if they get a good hit on him, then maybe just like last game, Jalen starts healthy but isn't healthy for the entire game. So it's something I think you got to keep an eye on for all 60 minutes.
Jody McDonald joining us right here, Infinity Sports Radio, WIP in Philadelphia. Solomon Wilcots will join us at 3 o'clock today, so make sure you stay tuned for all that. We'll mix in all your calls all afternoon. So this Eagles team, I know how good they are on both sides of the ball. I'm a little worried on special teams with Elliott. I'm very worried about Zane Gonzalez as well, so we'll leave that aside. What do you think they have the right mentality right now? And what I mean by that is, you know, as you know, there's a ton of pressure. There isn't this, it's all gravy kind of feeling like it sort of is here because this was expected. This has been expected. Do you think they play tight considering everything that they've been through, right? All the A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts stuff, A.J. Brown reading a book, Sirianni being a nutjob with the fans. Do you think they're tight? Do you think they're loose? How would you describe them in that vein?
They're confident. They're not over-the-top confident, but they're not tentative at all either. They thought they could be a Super Bowl team before the season started. Now that they're one game away from it, they're hosting the championship game. Certainly they feel that way and believe that way. I don't think pressure will be a problem. They got a whole bunch of guys that made it to a Super Bowl just 2 years ago in 2022. A lot of the same guys from the roster. So I don't think it's a pressure thing unless the Commanders put the pressure on them. And the way to do that is, get up by double-digit points. Get a double-digit lead, and then maybe that affects the play calling. Maybe that gets in Kellen Moore's psyche, and that they do try and push the pass a little bit more and maybe shortchange Saquon Barkley. If this game is close, if it's a one-score game, either way, Eagles ahead or Eagles behind, going into the fourth quarter, I think Eagles like their chances.
We all know how great Jalen Carter is. I wanted to ask you about guys like Nolan Smith. And, you know, obviously Jordan Davis is a part of it and others. But it seems like Nolan Smith's really coming along here. And of course, Zach Bond's had a great year. But that's been kind of known and expected. Who else jumps out at you besides maybe Nolan Smith, and maybe I'm wrong on that, as, a guy that doesn't get a lot of headlines, doesn't get a lot of pub, but is a really, really important player for the Eagles?
You've been asking me what I think the Eagles are going to do. Instead, I'll turn around and ask you. First game between these two teams, Washington continued to send out Scary Terry, their best wide receiver, basically against Quinyon Mitchell,
yep,
the very good rookie cornerback who's in the running for the defensive player of the year, rookie defensive player of the year. Kid's been phenomenal all season long, including in that game where there was only one pass that went Scary Terry's way, and it was completed for 10 yards. Otherwise, Mitchell shut him down. I'll be interested to see if the Commanders try and get him away from Quinyon Mitchell. Now, Quinyon got hurt in the game last week, got pulled with a shoulder stinger in the first quarter, never got back. They say he's 100% healthy. He may test him early, but if he looks good, if I were the, and I know Slay made a couple of plays last week, but I would try and attack him more than I would go after Quinyon Mitchell if I were the Skins.
Yeah, and because, Vic Fangio plays more zone defense, right? You wouldn't think necessarily that Quinyon Mitchell is going to follow Terry McLaurin all over the place if Terry McLaurin has moved around like he has been more of, and especially if he's even in the slot. So we'll see how that all plays out. And what's interesting, Jody, you probably remember this, although you were on the air, so maybe you weren't as dialed in as maybe you normally are, but there were coverage busts in the Landover rematch. There were coverage busts in that game from Philadelphia secondary and communication issues that I haven't seen all year. Do you think that was just a one-time bad day type deal, or do you think that there's anything potentially there?
Well, the Commanders were the ones who did that, so you got to give them credit for it, respect for it. But the Eagles have only lost one game in the last 3 months, and that was to your squad down there in Washington 6 or 7 weeks ago. But every other game, even when they've had a coverage breakdown here or there, they've been able to overcome it. And I believe they believe they'll be able to overcome it again this week. And again, for me, it comes down to McLaurin. If they can bottle up McLaurin, I'm a little worried about Zach Ertz from an Eagle coverage perspective, because he seems to be playing well. He's certainly comfortable on the field. Made a couple of big catches last week. Your quarterback has the confidence of Ertz, and the Eagles aren't as big in coverage with either their safeties and or their linebackers without N'Kobe Dean on the field, done for the year with an injury. It's Oren Burks trying to cover him. I don't think coverage is his strong suit. So I am a little concerned about Zach Ertz. You talk about potential pass breakdown coverage by the Eagles. My guess would be Ertz could be a guy who causes the Eagles a lot of trouble on Sunday.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And we had somebody else mention that as well. Certainly going to be an interesting factor. I guess injury is going to be an interesting storyline as the game not only starts but also develops, to see who can hang in there. Obviously for both sides, but especially from an Eagles perspective. Jody, always great to catch up with you. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. I hope to see you soon one day. Thanks for coming on, and we'll be listening on Infinity this weekend and IP throughout and on the Odyssey app. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, Steve Russ, anytime.
There you go. That is the great Jody McDonald with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We have to do a trending alert, then we will get out to the call. Solomon Wilcott's coming up, confirmed at 3 o'clock, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders wrapping up the practice week out in Ashburn as they get set for the NFC Championship game. Joe Witt speaking today, Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels, Larry Izzo. Certainly the special teams going to be a factor, as we outlined yesterday in the 3 o'clock hour. If you missed that, hit the Odyssey Rewind feature and or check out the podcast at theteam980.com. Between Zane Gonzalez and Jake Elliott. Meanwhile, we did get the injury news from Philadelphia that Cam Jurgens and tight end and their tight end Dallas Goedert are participating, at least at the beginning, the media portion of Philadelphia's Friday practice. NFC Championship game right here on the Team 980. Coverage beginning at 2:30 Westwood One, with the play-by-play broadcast at 3. All-day coverage starting at 9 a.m. right here on the Team 980. Meanwhile, around the NFL, how about Pete Carroll getting back in the swing of things? He's now the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, the oldest head coach in the NFL. The Bills are going to be shorthanded. No starting safety Taylor Rapp. He's been ruled out by Sean McDermott and Buffalo against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night for the AFC Championship. The Caps just keep on storming, and they beat up on the Kraken last night. That's now 6 wins in a row for Washington. Alex Ovechkin with another goal and empty netter. You'll hear it coming up later on in the show. And that's what's trending.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, once again, thanks to the Mac Man, Jody Mack, for joining us, WIP Philadelphia, Infinity Sports Radio. Good dude. Good breakdown there of the Eagles as we get set for the NFC Championship. Let's go right out to the phones and just mix you guys in. I've had a lot of my say throughout the week. I will continue to intersperse my thoughts. Plenty more over the weekend on Twitter, X, Twix, whatever the hell you want to call it. I'll be in Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field. I guess a bunch of us are going to be at Hard Rock tomorrow night in Philadelphia, starting at 6 for a little pep rally and fan event that J.P. Finley's doing something at. So I think Grant's going to be there. I'll be there. J.P. will be there. Maybe B. Mitch. I'm not sure. So make sure you come out and see us if you're going to be in Philadelphia. Kind of an unofficial type deal, but that's where I'm planning on being unless something comes up. So come and join us. All right, let's out to the phones. 301-230-0980. Let's start at the top here with Ricky in Annapolis. Ricky, what are you seeing in your crystal ball for Sunday's NFC Championship game? How are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
No, thanks for making it.
I wanted to start with a question for you, because I know you're pretty much a New York fan in all sports. So I'm curious, when you attend these events, are you going to be attending with an Eagles outfit, or will you be donned?
I got rid of him. No.
Yeah, Matt killed you. I was going to give you a little chance to hang yourself, Ricky, but you know, not hang yourself, but to make yourself look bad. People, stop being jerks. Stop being idiots. Stop being numbnuts. We're trying to do a freaking show around here. We're trying to talk about the football game, and all you people want to talk about is me being from New York. God. Most of you are good people, and 10% of you or so are numbnuts. What does it matter? It matters none. This is not about me. Some of you may think I try and make it about me. This is not about me. This is about the organization, which has sucked for so long, being now so good and being 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl. Please stop worrying about things that do not matter. And stop calling, because you're going to get hung up on. Let's go to a guy I know I can trust. Walt in Tampa. What's up, Walt? How are you, pal?
Walton.
No, Walt. Walt.
I'm Ross.
Oh, Ross in Tampa.
My fault, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
We got the lines twisted. What up, Ross? How are you, pal?
In the words of my man, Jacob Fatu, Russ, I love you, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
No, no problem. Hey, I want to touch on that real quick, man. I think what it is, like, because I listened to 980 for a long, long time, and then, like, the three hosts, you know, Goldie, Sheehan, and Zabe were all homegrown D.C. guys, so I just think they're not used to hearing an outside perspective. I remember, like, the second or third time I called the show, I had actually had Matty Ice give me a background check on, not background check, like so what's Chris Russell about? And he kind of gave me the information. I'm like, okay, cool, he's an outsider with an opinion on the inside. And so it's kind of refreshing to see it from both ways, because we always want to look at how we can win this game, but we never want to hear the way in which we could lose.
Mm.
So that's just a reality that some people don't want to accept, and that's on them.
No, that's a fair perspective, and you know I always appreciate you, you know, for being A, kind to me, and B, good to the show. And I as I always say, I have no problem with anybody disagreeing, you know? I mean, like, Paulie thinks I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs every day. But I let him on the show because, you know, he's interesting, he's entertaining. What we don't want to talk about is, you know, again, like Doc bust my chops about, you know, New York sports talk and all this stuff and being a Jets fan and all that. Like, that's not important. What's important is the NFC Championship game. That's what's important.
And I couldn't agree more, man. Listen, I told you already, I'm a big-time Georgia Bulldogs fan. The last time Jalen Carter lined up against Jaden Daniels in a championship game, he hurt his ankle, and you got Jalen Carter holding my man up like a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to see that again. I loved it in real time because they played on different teams in which I root for. We don't need that no more. I need my boy Carter double-teamed at all times, and I'm letting you know right now, not if, but when we pull this off, man, and the watch the fans who are there, they're going to be singing, "Bye, Eagles, bye." And I might end up, I love this word, Russ.
I might end up in a shack, one more time. I like
because I'm going to get them tickets to New Orleans.
Attaboy.
I'm going back.
I like the "Bye, Eagles, bye." I don't know if I've ever heard that. That's cute. You'll hear it on Sunday. Attaboy. Hey, listen, about Jalen Carter, he played 68 out of 70 snaps last Sunday, right? He was double-teamed on 26 out of 49 pass rush snaps. He had the third down sack on the Rams' last drive. He had pressure on a fourth down late. He had six pressures, two sacks, when they weren't double teaming him. Now, you know, easier said than done. Yeah, easier said than done. You have to double team him, but you have to be effective. And I wonder, because he's an interior player, it's not like you can chip him with a tight end. So
I don't think it'll work out.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking, you know, some of this is going to fall on the running backs. And Eckler and McNichols are really good in pass pro. And picking up blitzes and pressure.
Man, I think we got a shot, buddy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think they're going
to
win.
Good to hear from you, Russ. I miss you so much, man. I'm going to miss Matty Ice too, buddy.
I know. It's a tough blow. It's been a tough week around here. I don't mind telling
where
you.
Where it is, man. You're a tough guy, Russ. I respect you so much, man.
Thank you, brother.
And we love and appreciate you, buddy.
You're the good man. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your team in the NFC Championship game. Yeah. I'm just gonna yell at people if you keep calling up and talking about what colors I'm wearing and pom-poms and all this stuff. I'm just going to get mad. So don't do it. If you want to talk football, we can talk football. 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy Sanchez here and give him the stage. I know he will hit it out of the park. What up, Sanchez? How are you?
What's up, Chris? Look, I just got one thing I'm going to comment to you about. If you're doing that pregame show, brother, get you a headset. Don't have that pillow and that mic like that. You were hurting me, and I was trying to go to bat for you with CK to get you a headset, but he was talking about giving me a lobotomy. So get you a headset or something.
Wait a second. So I got to clarify, okay? The reason why I was wearing the neck ring is because my neck was killing me from lugging around all my luggage and equipment all over Detroit and up to the press box, and then having to spend 2+ hours trying to figure out why the Lions have such a screwy digital system that I couldn't get on the air. So that's why.
It's Detroit. It's Detroit, brother. But
they deserve to lose. Sanchez, they deserve to lose because they messed with the rooster.
That's right. You can't. Don't pluck the rooster's feathers, and they're going to be feathers plucked this week, but it won't be yours this time, Chris.
Mm.
This team is going out here, and They've heard it. They've heard it all week. They heard cross-eyed Seth Joyner talking about there's not a snowball's chance in hell. Chris, when a snowball gets warmed up, what does it turn into? It turns into water. And what can water do? It puts out a fire. It's going to put out a fire of arrogance up in the land of brotherly hate this week. The Commanders are going to – we're going to see – I said B-Rob was going to score 2 touchdowns last week. What did he do? Score 2 touchdowns. The week before, I said Zane Gonzalez was going to hit a field goal at the gun. What did he do? He hit a field goal at the gun. They're not going to put – there's going to be no doubt. Terry's going to have 2 touchdowns. Jaden's going to be clean, going to win the
you
game.
You got Terry 2 touchdowns? Ooh, I like that. Terry
two touchdowns.
Terry two times.
Terry 2 times. Because I heard your boy Jody with that ratty Philadelphia accent. It's disgusting. It's almost like a Boston accent. We're going to put them down. We're going to throw hoagies at them there. And we're going to bring hardware back. Because as much as it – because I've heard it all week that we are standing – our team is standing in somebody's way. No, no, no. The roles are reversed. You're standing in our way. It's time for us – because you didn't believe in the win. So every time you talk to an Eagles fan, it's like the cousin that had a drug addiction 5 years ago at Christmas. They don't want to talk about it, but it happened. Yeah, you stole grandma's pearls. That's what happened. Yeah, we beat y'all last week. Just move on and live with it. It happened. That's a game of football. Go out here, play your game. Dan Quinn will have these boys prepared, and Big Dom is probably going to have to nurse Sirianni.
Oh, Big Dom.
And probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But before I let you go, I told him this before. Matty Ice, you are a salt of the earth. We are going to miss you, sir. It's always great to talk to you, brother. And congratulations on whatever you do. I know you'll be successful because that's just the type of dude you are. And it's been great knowing you. And Chris, I'll talk to you on Victory Monday. All right?
Sounds good, Sanchez. Appreciate you as always. Have a great weekend and make sure that boy of yours is dressed up in burgundy and gold on Sunday. And well said, obviously, about Matt as he gets ready to leave us and turn his back on us. Like, go get some real job. And no, I'm just teasing.
I'm just going to have to become a frequent caller.
I mean, you can't do any worse than some of the.
Plus, you'll have to actually listen to me when I'm like, Chris, you're being crazy.
Let's get where are we going here? Pete in Wilmington, always good on the Odyssey app. What's up, Pete? How are you?
I'm fine. I don't know why everybody wants to give you a hard time from the United States,
yeah,
New York, right?
Yeah,
hey,
Pete,
hello.
Pete, they just are more interested. You know, it's like what our society is degenerated into, more interested in throwing barbs and insults than actual, like, talking about the real issues and how to make us a better world and a better country. And unfortunately, that's what we've become, and that's what sports radio is a little microcosm of as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't understand why we just can't enjoy the fact that we're still playing. Just enjoy it. No one knows what's going to happen in this game. No one. You know, but what I would like to happen, and I still say this, is if we get up on them. I just feel like when we get up on teams, they're not expecting us to be as good as we are on offense. And they panic a little bit, and they change their game plan. And I think the same thing, if we're going to win, if we get up on them a little bit, and they get away from Barkley, you know, and they I just feel like that's our best chance.
Well,
our offense.
I will say this, though. Yeah, you would have thought that would be the script last week, right? And it wasn't.
Right.
I mean, they were down 7-0, and even when they finally scored, it was 7-3, and it took the turnover from Dorrance Armstrong on the sack and forced fumble, and then the resulting touchdown to really get going, and then ultimately the turnovers. So, if you're not going to score early, if you're not going to score first or really take it to them from the start by you dictating, then I think they need a turnover early and maybe even more than one to kind of stem the tide a little bit.
I agree with that 100%. But I'm also saying that if we can get up on them any little bit where they know they can't stop an offense. You know what I'm saying? Even like the last week, even though they scored first and we were a couple, you know, first, second period. But then in the end, we just started putting points up, and then that's when they folded. And that's when Detroit started to press a little bit. So that's just my opinion. I'm so happy to enjoy myself, to have this game, my family, the D.C., all the fans all these years. You, Chris, you've been covering this team forever. You know, you're a great man. I hate when people give you a hard time. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
God bless Pete Medhurst and his family. I'm so sorry for that. Yeah. I know that's a big deal with you.
Yeah,
I know
it is. It's been a hard week. There is no doubt about it.
Yes, sir.
We'll always remember Pete, and you know we'll keep the you know the things up here in the studio, and
yes,
as we have, even though he hasn't been doing the show with us for a long time, and even more now. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate the good thoughts. And if anybody can help out, thank you, Bill. If anybody can help out, we have a tag, pin, whatever, to the Team 980 Twitter page, how you can help out Pete and his family through the GoFundMe. They've raised about $71,000 so far. Trust me, they need a lot more than that. And that's not being callous. I mean, you know, if you can, spend $20 on lunch, you can probably kick that $20 for one day over to Pete and his family. 301-230-0980. We'll take a timeout. Solomon Wilcott at 3 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, end of hour number one right here on an NFC Championship Feel Good Friday. Football Friday, that is. Eagles, Commanders coming up. Just lay of the land real quickly. On Sunday here on 980, we're going to have a little bit of pregame coverage for you. Earl and then into Denton and Linnell. They'll be Denton and Linnell starting at, I believe it's 11, will be out at Honor Brewing in Sterling for a pregame watch party. Then the Junks after that will be at Honor Brewing. We, right here on 980, will have Earl up until 11. Then the Terps basketball game at Indiana, they whooped up on who was it? I was watching the game. Illinois last night. So they're out on the road at 11:30, and then we'll rejoin Westwood One right around 2:30 for the pregame 3 o'clock kick for the Eagles and the Commanders in the NFC Championship game, and then have the AFC Championship game following that. All right, so that's a little bit of the lay of the land. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hold off, to be fair to everybody, to not squeeze everybody in. We're going to take the time out here, reset, and get everything out of the way, and this way we'll have a nice long segment to take your calls at 301-230-0980. Real quickly, in my crystal ball, I see the Commanders doing a much better job against Saquon Barkley than people think they're going to. I'm not saying he won't break 100. I'm saying he's going to have to work for it. No long touchdowns. No big runs longer than, I'll say, 35 yards. That's what my crystal ball is telling me. What about you? On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.